Hello everybody, this is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm MAL on Audioboo. Welcome along. The second Audioboo I'm going to do today is about the topic of internet browsers. I have been using Firefox, Mozilla Firefox, and for the last few months I've noticed it's really slow and it's really clunky and it's just horrible, horrible to use. So I bit the bullet and I'm now switched over to Chrome, Google Chrome. And I really like it so far. I just have to get a mindset of using Chrome. And once I get into the mindset of using Chrome, I'll be fine, absolutely fine. You just get into a habit of carrying on using something because you've just been using it for so long. But I've bit the bullet, I'm now using Chrome, I've uninstalled Firefox, and what I actually like is there's so many extensions, they're like add-ons, so many extensions you can install for Chrome. Let me check out, let me see what I've got. I've got a ad blocker, which is really good, so I can remove all my ads and stuff. So I hate ads on web pages. So that removes and cleans them all, and that's perfect. And that's something I used a lot on Firefox, and I was worried that it would be able to use here. So I've got that installed, and it works really, really well. I've installed the TweetDeck extension, and what the TweetDeck does is you can use it, and you can use it within a web page, so you don't need to install anything else. I don't really use it that often, but it's there just in case the web Twitter doesn't work. I have a bookmark extension which I couldn't figure out how to get to my bookmarks, and I installed this little extension and it works just like Firefox, and it's just a like little icon on the bar and you hit it and basically your bookmark's open. There's a option called Click and Clean, and it's an extension that basically will remove all of your cookies, your internet files, your temporary files, everything. So when you can have a when you close your browser, it automatically deletes them, which is something I've always used on Firefox and I use here on Chrome. And one of the best things I managed to get an extension for is it's called Twitter Filter. So what it does is it installs a little bar when you're on twitter.com and you put in code keywords that you want to filter out. So I did the hashtag of FF, the hashtag of Stoke Saturday SS. I did Tumblr, I did Twitcam, I did Foursquare, I did Formspring, I did all sorts. And they were always the things that really annoyed me about Twitter. I don't want to see all this. So having this installed means I can remove all of that out of my timeline and I don't see it. So I want to see the tweets that I want to see. So I'm so happy with that because I didn't have that on Firefox. And because I use Twitter on the web, it's my choice, it's how I like to use it. But it did annoy me and I'm really, really happy with that now. I must say Chrome is really good. I've absolutely no problem at all with it. And I think you should give it a go. See what it's like. I think Chrome is really good. Much better for me than Firefox was, because I think Firefox over the last few months and maybe up to a year has got exceedingly worse. It's got really slow, it's got really clunky. It's Firefox was brought in meaning it was meant to be fast, meant to be speeding, much lighter than IE, and I think it's worse. I think it's worse than IE, and I just think Chrome, I couldn't get over how quick Chrome was actually. It is so, so quick, and I thought to myself, that is perfect, and it actually works really, really well with Twitter. So yeah, if you haven't used it before, give it a go. It is well worth it. And if you need any help with the extensions, and actually, there is an extension you can get, and you can play Angry Birds on your Chrome browser. How amazing is that? I played it, but I thought it was kind of irritating because you knock all the, say, the pigs down in one go, yet you have to get, in order to get 3 stars, you need to hit all the other, like the wood and the little blue bit bars and stuff. I thought that was a bit silly because it's not like that on the phone. But anyway, there we go. So if you haven't used it, have a go. It is really, it's really good. And I now will get into it. I'm noticing things that I'd like to have. Let me see if I can figure out. Okay, settings. And I think, let me see, 2 seconds now. It's just trying to find out where you're going, you know, to get all the things that you wanna get, you know. Let me see, bookmark manager, options about Google Chrome. Hang on now, it's somewhere. Oh, there it is, yeah. There's a tools. Oh yeah, it's tools actually. And then extensions. I have Adblock, bookmarks, browser button for Adblock, click and clean. I have a real player downloader extension or something. But yeah, so I've about 8 so far. So the more I probably find, the more I'll install. So that's about it. If you haven't given Chrome a go, give it a go. It is well worth it. Take care, and I'll talk to you all later. Bye.